Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help
that
you?
That was me. So I went to file, right, and it told me to call. So I called, and it told me essentially that I was suspended from something.
Suspended.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me see. Suspended
from using the website or something.
Let me see. Let me check. May I have your social security number?
595-879-018.
And may I have your name, your date of birth?
February 10, 1699.
And could I have your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name?
9383296. February is my mother's maiden name.
Okay, ma'am. So, when I logged in and checked your account, I just need to reopen the claim.
Well, why was it closed? Does that affect the payment situation?
Oh, no, ma'am. So, it just became inactive. Were you doing your weekly certifications, or did you miss a week?
Girl, I was trying.
Okay, let me see.
Because that's why I logged in today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But usually it'll close if you don't do your weekly certifications. But we can just reopen it and it will continue where you left off it.
Okay. Can I go ahead and file now?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and reopen the claim. And then you can file your weekly certification.
Can I do that with you?
Oh, you had to do the weekly, so the weekly certification, you had to do that on a separate number since we don't have access to that.
Got you. Okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What is your preferred language?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Oh, I said, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, I have no issues with that.
I'm going to read you the frog acknowledgement statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine,
uh-huh,
and or imprisonment up to 5 years? Okay. Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Currently working. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
And could I get your last day working?
Today.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that in.
Because, I've had this open for, 10 weeks. Roundabout-ish. I don't know.
Okay. And hopefully once we reopen the claim, it will let you start doing your weekly certifications. And if you do call and it says your account is still suspended, then you'll have to contact the inquiry department just to see what's going on, if there's any further issues.
Okay. Now I got one last question before I get off the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
Does this set back the 3 weeks? Because they say it takes 3 weeks to make a determination, yada yada, because this would reset the clock back.
But yes, ma'am. So it does take 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. And since we're reopening the claim, then it should continue where you left off it.
Which means that they should be giving you a check in the data or answer as to whether or not I didn't.
If you are approved for unemployment, then you should start receiving it on the day that, you know, the usual day that they pay out. But if not, they could be doing back pay too. It just depends.
Yeah, because, like, next Friday, I should be getting a check from this job, but that doesn't help for the 3 weeks that I've been without a paycheck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But, okay, let me see. What was I at before I got, let me see, where was the question? Where is it? Okay. And I was asking, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Nope, sir, I'm not.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And you on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Is that within like the last 10 years or 6 months? Or?
So it's applying to recently. Like, have you filed recently and need to file for trade benefits?
No, I filed.
Got it.
About 2 months ago. Okay. For unemployment from a different job.
Uh-huh.
But that job got put in wrong. So it got declined. But I said that's okay because I had another job the next day. So I didn't worry about it.
Okay. Let me see. It says, did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No.
Your name is spelled H-E-A-T-H-E-R and then F-A-K-O-U-R-I. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am. That's illegal.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am. That's also illegal.
Got it. And could I have a good phone number for you?
251.
285-8710. Okay. I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
I'm white.
What is the highest grade?
Complete?
Got it. What is the highest grade completed in school?
GED. That's the high school.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 100?
No military.
Got it. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I do not.
And may I have your current address?
252... No, wait, hold on. 22752. Back on Duffy Road.
Okay, ma'am. And could I get the city and zip code?
It's Foley, Alabama. 36535.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's, you said two, so it's 22752 Doc Medeffy Road, Foley, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
three, okay. And what was your last occupation, your job title?
Currently I'm a GS assemblage, but we'll find out how long that lasts.
Well, I'm sorry, did you say it already?
I did.
Oh, could you say it for me again? It had cut out.
Okay. I'm a GS at Pep Boys. That's the current job anyway.
Okay. So, do you want to refile for your last job?
Yeah.
And what was your job title there?
The same.
Okay. And what kind of job is it?
I work on cars.
Cars, let me see.
Automotive industry. That's what it allowed me to select anyway.
Okay. And what's another name you'll go under?
I'm sorry, what?
And what's another name, like, what's another name that your job title would go under?
Honestly, ma'am, I don't know. What are the options?
So they have automotive technicians and repairs.
That one's fine.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles?
I'm at work right now.
Got it. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10. Max.
Got it. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Currently, $18 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? If you're approved for benefits, you have asked to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account.
Direct deposit.
And do you want checking or savings?
Checking, fine.
And may I have your routing number?
Ooh, you're going to have to give me a second on that one.
Okay, ma'am, just tell me you're ready.
You will need the account number too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see if it'll let you put it in the line.
And you're okay.
Okay, so the routing number, you asked for that first, right?
Yes, ma'am.
041-215-663.
Okay, and just repeat the first three. I'm sorry, I had cut out.
041.
Got it. And may I have your routing number? I mean, account number.
13-17-7-94-69-23-73.
Okay. And could you repeat both of those for me? I just want to make sure I have them typed in right.
041-215-663. And then we got 13-177-94-69-23-73.
Got it. And what kind of bank account do you have?
Cash App.
Okay. So it won't let us use any online banks. We can only use banks you can go to in person, like Wells Fargo or Guardian.
Okay. I kind of figured that's why I was trying to get a hold of PenAir, but they're having a technical difficulty right now. Unfortunately.
Okay. Would you be okay with the state debit card, or do you have access
to
the other one?
That's fine. That's fine. Just debit card.
Okay. I'm going to read you the verbal disclosure. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AlVantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color AlVantage card, that card is good until the valid due date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing AlVantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new AlVantage prepaid account. The AlVantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. And a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged for 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. The international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and what this card is used. See the loan fund disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan fund disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. And now it's just asking, do you understand the terms and conditions of Alabama unemployment?
We good.
Okay. And could I get the name of your last employer?
Sure, Jarrell Ghost Auto Boss. It's in Foley.
Let me see. Foley, Alabama. And you said Auto Boss.
Uh-uh.
And what's the address? 14899 Alabama 59, Foley, Alabama.
That's good.
Okay, let me see if this is on here. Let me go go ahead and put down the address.
Bless you.
Thank you. And could I get your start date for AutoBoss?
It's the beginning of May.
Okay. And could I get your last day working?
That was like... May 25th, something like that. June 25th. Yeah, it was like June 25th.
Okay. And was it May of this year or last year?
This year.
Okay, so I put down... You said it was at the start, so I put down May 2024 to June 25th, 2024.
That works.
Okay. And did they go under any other name besides Jerrell's Auto Boss?
No, ma'am.
Let me see. I may have to add it manually if it's not on here.
Was it itty bitty shop? I mean...
Make sure I'm not overlooking it.
J-A-R-E-L-L-S. And then go auto buy.
Trying to see if it's going to pull up by the address. May have to add the full, not have to type in the full name to see instead. And do you have a pay stub or anything from them to see if it goes under a different name?
Yes, ma'am. If it did, it'd go under Go Auto Boss because that's what the checks are made out to.
Go Auto Boss. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's LLC.
Let me double check. I mean, Go Auto Boss. Let me see if it's going to show up under that. Okay, there it is.
Just my luck, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's at 148.99 Alabama Highway 59, Foley, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure that was the right address, and that is the same one. Okay, ma'am. And could I get the phone number for that job?
Oh. Like 251-200. Okay, 251-210-5129.
Okay. And you told me it's in Foley, Alabama, so I'll go ahead and put that in.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's asking, why are you no longer working at that
job?
I
didn't have to work.
Oh, that lack of work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sent me home like 3 days in a row because there just wasn't nothing to do. And on the fourth day, I called before I wasted my gas because, you know, no work, no pay. And they didn't answer. They didn't answer the phone. They didn't answer text messages. So I took that as they were booting me out the door because they didn't have the work to be done.
Got it.
And they said they weren't going to train me to do more. So if there wasn't nothing for me to do, then they didn't have no work for me.
Okay. And now it's asking, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation
no.
pay? Okay.
No.
Got it. Gonna read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings provided wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some random questions now. If this is just for identity verification. From whom did you purchase the property at 9743 Fairfax Terrace?
Not mine.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 196 Pelican Drive, 383 William Street, 5820 Tulane Road, 617 Mount Olive Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
None.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Enterprise, Montgomery, Somerdale, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Holly? And how do you pronounce your for Curry? 18 to 22, 30 to 34, 54 to 30. In which of the following states does Sarah Fakari currently live her own property?
She lives in Mississippi.
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? And it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes.
You certifying the penalty of perjury that you are the person
yes.
whose name and information, okay? You understand that it is your responsibility to read familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Okay. I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instruction telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work. You should claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also reached for the Alabama Correctional System. Your correction application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interest in your benefits. An information booklet. Benefits, rights, and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, especially about your eligibility, and how to file your required week certifications. Fear to follow instructions listed in the booklet, good cause of denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not automatic start payments to you. You must clear certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Fear to make clear certification each week could result in. Come on. Could result in
you losing your benefits. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unemployment claims is timely, it's beginning on Sunday and on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, take file a certification on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. You'll get certification. Verified, complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday. Current loss of benefits, complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Verified online by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to workers' requirements are made for the following. FDE members will submit a proof of good standing. Proof of good standing of the union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claims attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible workers' exemption. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. Schedule a call back appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least your potential employers each week. You must write your contacts when you push your claims. You met the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them. But the employer left being hiring fair to make unless you research contacts each week. Quit resulting in denial of benefits. For assistance or work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Please note, you reported your last week on the current week. You were required to report wages on your first week certification. Hold on. Let me see. I need to double check on that.
Because I'm currently working?
Yeah. Like, it's going to, it'll want you to, like, if you do get paid recently, it'll just want you to report those wages.
Right.
Okay. Come on. It's taking forever to load.
Feel that.
Yeah, here I just had to refresh my page because it was stuck loading.
Fine. I'm in no hurry. I'm at work right now.
Okay. All right. Do you have a pen and paper?
What am I writing down?
Oh, your confirmation number and PIN number.
Go for it.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said go for it.
Okay. Your confirmation number is 490-014-905. And your PIN number is 0402.
Yeah.
And there's two phone numbers. The first one, this is for the weekly claims line, and that number is 1-800-752-7389. And you'll call that number starting this Sunday. And when you call, they'll ask for your PIN number. So what do you, you know, they want you to apply for 3 jobs each week, and then on Sunday you'll call in and put in the date that you apply for those jobs.
Work? Am I still supposed to apply for jobs even though I've currently got a job? Because that don't make no sense.
But yes, ma'am. So it's just mandatory.
Okay.
Mhm. And you can use either the AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov website, or you can visit a career center. It's just whichever you prefer. And both of those will help with your work searches. They do want you to either register with the Career Center or Alabama Works website, and it's just so you can update your online resume, but you can apply for jobs anywhere. And then you can call the weekly certification line anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you can't call on Saturday. And the last number I had to give you, this is for our inquiry department. And you only need to call this number if you have any questions. You can call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And then
I think that's what it was trying to have me do. That's why I called this number to make an appointment.
But yes, ma'am. So that 1-800-361-4524.
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. But that was the last thing I had to tell you, ma'am. And your claim has been filed. And all you'll have to do now is just start doing your weekly certifications this Sunday. And do you have any more questions or are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you've done today.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you have a great day.
Me too.
Thank you.
Thank you.